This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Front office, ownership, they have to do what's best for the team. I understand that, but I also know what I bring to a team. And I feel like I'm proving that day in, day out. There hasn't been anything that they've asked me to do since they've been here that I have not done willingly, openly. That's what I'm supposed to do as a leader. But you would think when that is displayed consistently over years of time, then that would be, you know, honored and respected. And so, again, the toughest thing is just having to be in this limbo. But I haven't stopped working. You know, I work my tail off, and no dollar amount is going to change that. No dollar amount is going to make me work harder. That's not how I'm built.
That is scary Terry.
Terry McLaurin.
A couple of big high-profile contract disputes in the NFL still happening. Trey Hendrickson, McLaurin, now Juwan Jennings, TJ Watt. Will guys miss out? Will they skip out on their camps? So McLaurin, big piece there for Washington.
Can I ask, why wouldn't they pay him?
I don't know.
Like, it's a weird one, too. It's not even Daniel Snyder anymore. It's new ownership that seems to have it more together. It's hard to be worse than Snyder was. And new owner with a great rookie quarterback on a rookie contract, and this receiver is provably great. He's asking for the biggest contract in the league. I mean, yesterday you had the trivia about 3,000-yard receiver 3,000-yard seasons to open their career.
Yeah.
If he had 80 more yards in his rookie year, he'd be Mike Evans. He would have six straight 1,000-yard seasons to begin his career if he had 80 more yards in year one.
The other reason to do it, if you're the Commanders here, McLaurin's cap hit is 25.
This year?
Yeah. If you extend him, you can drop that cap number and push it off in the future. So I'm not sure. The Chiefs just did a big, huge contract for their guard, Trey Smith.
Yeah,
his cap hit, if he had played on the franchise tag, was going to be $23 million.
Yeah.
And instead, he signs a big, long extension, which lowers that number for this year. And again, you know, once the details of that deal come out, we'll see. But for McLaurin, I mean,
it could be he's 30.
He's 30.
Like, this is his age. He came into the league late because he played, I think, 6 years even in college with a redshirt year. So that maybe that's it. They don't want to give a 30-year-old receiver a monster new contract.
Well, there's also, you know, do they want to give him more money? Maybe. Maybe he thinks he wants more. Maybe he wants to be the third highest paid receiver in football, and they want to make him the 10th highest paid receiver in football. Or maybe it's about guaranteed money where he wants $100 million and they're willing to give him $50 million. So it's not that they maybe don't want to pay him versus the two sides have not yet come together. It is important always, like, we are a full week away from training camp, and deadlines get people to talk. So a week from today, the Bills are at camp. What does that mean for TJ Sanders and second-round picks around the NFL? We'll see when it gets time to, you know, where the rubber meets the road on these contracts in the second round, or McLaurin, Hendrickson, who would sit out, TJ Watt. Like, right, you've got – it's not just the second-round picks. It's high-profile guys.
Yep.
James Cook, I mean, he's coming, we think, right? All indications are he's coming. He showed up to minicamp, so he didn't get fined. Could he hold in? That's possible. I don't think anybody kind of expects that. We've kind of got ourselves a very quiet build-up to camp just by the fact that you know, Cook showed up to minicamp as was expected.
Yeah, he said he'd be there. He did not say he'd do things. They asked him point blank, and he kind of left that door open.
He kind of had two answers. The answer was, I'm going to do what I got to do, you know.
Yep.
He's still going to work hard. He's going to stay in shape. Kind of like McLaurin, what he said right there. So we'll see.
I guess it would be weird if he's there and not doing things because, I know people in the league do it. It's been done. But
now, Chris Jones held in, right, last year.
Yeah, Jamar Chase was he would go to practice and just stand around and watch and not
always
do anything.
It's always worth remembering, like, in these moments, it seems like, oh, no, what's going to happen? Most times what happens is a new deal gets done, especially for a great player.
Yeah.
Most of the time a new deal gets done. In the case of Cook, I think that's a little different. But, you know, oh, I want a contract. Russell Wilson's going to threaten to play baseball. Isn't that this time of year where that kind of thing happens? So,
yep,
we'll see. We got some high-profile guys. Bills open up training camp a week from today. Happy 716 day. You can go to give716.org to be a part of the big fundraising effort today. There are over $500,000 raised. And right now, give716.org, you can be one of the first 100 donors to donate $117.60. And if you do, you get Bills preseason tickets, sponsored by Wegman. So first 100 donors get a pair of Bills preseason tickets for the donation. Ron in Alden is up. Hey, Ron, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Jeremy, I need you to talk me off the ledge here. I know you guys always talk, you know, the Bills defense is good. I think you guys talk about, like, will you ever be, like, 20th or less in defense for our coach, but the other day, the afternoon guy had a guest on 2 days ago. I don't recall his name.
And he was Warren Sharp.
Staggering numbers. Yeah, he was bringing up staggering numbers about the Bills were ranked 30th out of 32 teams that allowed teams to get into the red zone, and the only thing saving our bacon really was the turnovers, and he was talking about, you know, you can't regress in that. You really can't count on that, and of course, you don't know, you know, but maybe our defense isn't as good. I know it's like a bend don't break, but it's only if it's just really the turnovers. I mean, I'm really concerned. Like, because KC kind of proved it in the playoffs that they could score. And they could score against nobody, but they scored against us. So I'm just really worried about our defense this year, and I'm just wondering how much I should be worried about. And I'll take your advice. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. Yeah, we played that clip from Warren Sharp, and I don't know. I know you say talk you off a ledge. I feel like that was all common knowledge.
Yeah.
The defense did not have a great year, but it was held up by turnovers. And they were able to get turnovers and get big plays and be a big play defense. And because of that, they ended up having a fine season. But overall, overall, the defense was kind of weak. And last year's a great kind of fork in the road for. Has McDermott really had the horses to do it on defense? It is one of the fascinating things I think about this team. And if you want to really get into McDermott and Bean, like, all right, let's go somewhere here. When Bean came on and, you know, we got in the dust up after the draft, and he's like, it's the defense, it's the defense, it's the defense. It always strikes me that if you blame the defense, who do you blame? McDermott. It's his defense.
Mm-hmm.
Who built it?
Bean. Well, Bean built
Bean.
It. Bean
built. He's sitting here talking about how the defense is the problem, and, you know, it's one of my favorite memes out there, the guy in the hot dog suit from I Think You Should Leave, we're all trying to find the guy that did this. Like, you built this defense. Mm-hmm. And we had a little conversation in the YouTube chat earlier today. I was going back and forth with a couple of guys. The idea that the Bills saw the Eagles and thought, like, oh, you know what we got to do? We got to invest in the defensive line. We got to get to the passer. That's been what they've done the whole time. Mm-hmm. They've never thought that wasn't the way to do it.
Correct.
They drafted Rousseau and Basham first and second round picks. Epenesa's a second round pick. That's 2 years
Oliver
in the top 10.
Yeah.
Von Miller signed. Constantly signing defensive ends, defensive tech, mercenaries at that position. Like, they have invested in the defense a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Big contracts when necessary. And
they've kept everybody but Tremaine Edmonds.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do not
neglect the defense. This is not a franchise that has been going all in on the offense. What have they done? They built up an incredible offensive line. They paid their quarterback. And for a little while there, they're paying Steph Diggs. Mm-hmm. But it's not a team. They draft Kincaid and they draft Coleman with two high-profile picks, right? And they draft Osiris Torrance. Like, you know, you're choosing left and right, offense, defense. But it's not a team that has ignored defense and woke up after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no.
If anything happened for me, It was maybe they haven't done really enough in terms of hitting on these picks. You know, you talked earlier today that Oliver doesn't really play like a ninth overall pick. That might be right. That's a fair point to make.
Yep.
Rousseau is their big ticket item on the defensive line, and he's pretty good. We think he's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
We're hoping there's another step there. What'd they do in free agency? Free agency was Hoyt, Ogunjobi, Bosa, yeah. Three more pieces on their defensive front. So it's another year where they are definitely pushing their assets to the front seven. And if they don't get the returns on that, it'll be yet another year of, boy, you really do invest a lot up there. It's a lot of effort up there to not feel like you're getting what you pay for, to not feeling like you get what you invested. So
especially at the end of the season. At the end of the season.
Which, just to finish the point, which gets to, do you not have the horses, or is it really about, you know, the people that call and say, you're not aggressive enough, McDermott doesn't have the answers against Andy Reid? Because it is two playoffs in a row where we watched a Chiefs offense that was not a great offense look unstoppable. And you could chicken or egg it all you want. You could say McDermott doesn't have answers. You could say he had such glaring holes that...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Against a guy like Andy Reid, if you have that hole, you're not going to beat him. If you have the hole at linebacker where A.J. Klein is in out of retirement, you're not going to beat that guy because that's Andy Reid, and you have such a glaring hole, he's going to work it. Last year, what's the game? It's Kyer Elam's on the field instead of Benford. Oh, game over. There's no way they're not going to work that so well that no matter how good of a defensive mind you are, you can't beat it. If you don't have to subscribe to that. But that's chicken or egg for me. Which is it? Too big of a hole to cover, or you don't have the answers, you've never had the answers against that team?
Isn't, though, like the defensive line not performing in those moments more than anything? And they have not had substantial injuries on the defensive line. Daquan Jones missed the Bengal playoff game, right? Nope.
And the rest of the defensive line against backup linemen that day did nothing.
And that's pretty much it. Like, their D-line has been there in those playoff games. Isn't that the position more than, or the position group, more than anything else on that side of the football, which is, all right, go get them. Go get them. Like, sure, there's technique, and there is, you know, stunts, and there are different things that they'll run. But more than any other position, it's, you go line up across from that tackle, beat him, and go get the quarterback. That's less coaching, and that's more how good is the guy that you've got out there out in the field. And I looked up some numbers on the pressures that defensive linemen on the Bills have gotten in the playoffs. And did you know that Jerry Hughes is still their leader in pressures by a wide margin in playoff games under this coach? He has 18 pressures in 7 playoff games. Ed Oliver has 12 in 13 playoff games. Yeah. Milano is second, actually, on this team. with 12-11. Rousseau's got 9 pressures in 9 games in the playoffs. Epinesa has 6-12. This is your problem.
Yeah.
Your problem is the guys that you're investing in are not getting to the quarterback, the most effective pass rusher they've had in this era of football they inherited. They just kept him around. So that's the problem. And again, like, I shouldn't put none of that on the coach, but I do feel like that position group is less about the coaching element than the position groups that are behind them. Yeah. Secondary, linebacker, nickel.
It's the defense. It's the defense. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. Like, you know, the whole thing about should they have added more at receiver, should they have drafted one, was never about instead of attacking the defense. Like, we spent a lot of the offseason talking defensive ends specifically and what they could do to get a pass rush. And that's where the Bosa idea, I think a lot of people like that as a gamble. Like, all right, you couldn't go out and get a $30 million guy. How about a guy for 12 and you hope he's healthy? To me, it's a good gamble. It's a good risk. And if it doesn't work out, you're kind of where you were before. Vaughn's out there looking for a job. He was your number one pass rush win rate guy last year.
He was number one, yep, by a lot.
Limited snaps, you know, different job, different assignments, but
yep.
I don't know, like, am I concerned about the defense this year? That depends.
It depends.
Am I concerned the defense is going to stop them from getting the one seed? Not really.
No.
I think they could get the one seed with the same kind of defense they had last year. If Kansas City didn't get 3 or 4 absolute gift victories,
yeah,
you might have had the one seed.
That's right.
So, you know, it's the thing about the Bills. Like, does anything worry you? Not in the regular season. Get to the postseason, and it's a different conversation.
Yeah, the only thing that could worry you about the defense, this goes back to that Warren Sharp clip, is the thing about the turnovers. If you think they're going to completely go away, they're going to dry up, then you should be worried about their defense. I don't expect that to happen. Joe Marino added yesterday to the list of numbers of how under McDermott, the Bills have had a top-level takeaway team every year. Joe says that in 12 consecutive years, the Bills have been top 10 in takeaways. And that goes back, I mean, to years that don't even matter for this, into the Rex years.
Yeah.
What is that, by the way? Is that weather? How are they top 10 in takeaways every year for 12 years? But I've got people assuming, I mean, it's one thing to guess that it could happen, assuming that they're going to go away when the last time they didn't take the ball away like that, Kyle Orton was my quarterback. Maybe even longer ago than that, actually. Fitz. That might be a coincidence, by the way. I don't know how throughout all of those years they've been that good. It could be the weather. Could be late in the year. You've got more bad weather games. But even that, we kind of know to not be as true as it said.
Right. I don't know.
They don't have four bad weather games a year.
I don't have,
compared to other teams.
I don't have much for, like, before McDermott got here, what their numbers were.
But it just goes to point out that, like, you shouldn't just assume the takeaways are going away.
Even if I did, I would assume. I'd feel as confident as ever. They won't be 30th ranked in allowing drives into the red zone.
No, I don't.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so either. But for that to be true, their defensive line would have to be about the same, and Hairston would have to be not ready to play, and Bishop would have to be not that great.
Right.
And then you are pretty basically the same defense you were last year.
But then that gets to the bigger question about it all, as Ron brings it up and. As mentioning, like, it's fascinating as we always the defense, that's always McDermott. If all those things happen and the defense is bad again, who would get the blame? McDermott? Not Bean. He's drafting this defense. He's signing these players. And I guess it gets are these players definitely the Jimmys and Joes, as they say, to plug in where if the coach doesn't get the job done, like, sorry. Maybe the thing that ultimately turns people off on a McDermott defense, you know, you've got Bills fans that are on one side or the other on whether or not they should get rid of McDermott. Mm-hmm. I would even say there's three. There's he's a problem, get rid of him. There's he's not a problem, he's a great coach, what are you crazy? And then there's, sure, I don't know. I don't know what else they would do here that would make me feel any different, any better.
Yep.
Who am I supposed to get instead? I saw a ranking of NFL coaches recently. Again, it's ranking season. And McDermott came in 12th, but that was tier one. There were 12 coaches on tier one. It's a pretty big tier.
That seems
pretty big tier.
Half the league can't be tier one.
Well, that's what they did. Half the league could be tier one. It really could be that the good coaches are the ones that have awesome quarterbacks. Like, is John Harbaugh that much better than McDermott? Is
I think
Jim Harbaugh a better coach than McDermott? Is Sean Payton a better coach than McDermott? And
I think it's offensive to Andy Reid to put him on the same tier as any of those guys.
That might be right. He should have his own tier.
I think maybe Andy Reid should have his own tier.
Fair.
Yes.
Maybe he should have his own tier. But maybe the thing that pushes the people that are in that middle group I mentioned, where there's he's a problem, he's got to go, is a fully rebuilt, fully healthy defense in the playoffs getting worked again. Like we kind of had the conversation, we joked about it. What would be worse, to have the 14th ranked defense and then get beat in the postseason, or to have the third ranked defense and then get beat in the postseason? In a lot of ways, having third would be worse. That would mean you showed me all year you're great, then you got to a crunch time game and you fell apart. Like, that's the way for the coach to look worse, is to have a good regular
definitely,
season.
Definitely, that's definitely true.
And that kind of gets to, you know, we've circled all the way back to Scottie Scheffler's point of when you are supposed to be great and you lose, that's worse. You're supposed to win every week. And if you're the Bills and you're favored to win every game and you have one of your 11-win seasons instead of one of your 13-win seasons, all of a sudden, like, that's not as good. You had a lot of letdowns.
Right.
803-0550.
Could it matter who are the players that are letting them down? For who is getting blamed more? Like, what if Cole Bishop's a disaster? What if he's out there and there are big plays over the top of him all year? Who's getting blamed for that?
That's a good question.
Because Bean drafted him.
Yep.
What if Maxwell Hairston is getting beat?
These are good questions.
Like, I do wonder if it matters who it is.
I think
that could get the GM getting a bigger piece of the blame than what it usually is, which is that it's all about the coach.
I just think that it's most likely that if the defense is a problem, and
no matter who it is,
the buck stops at McDermott, right or wrong. That's where the fans tend to land.
Yeah,
is you're a defensive head coach. I'm on year what, and I'm not getting what I need when it counts.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be reverberations and aftershocks of, sorry to mention it, but that could be that people still 13 seconds lives, and like that is the opening chapter of the book. We got to that moment, and that happened. So everything after comes after that first chapter in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even the Houston game is the first chapter in the book. You had what lead in that game? You know, like,
16, was it 16?
I think it was 9. Wasn't it 19 to nothing? I thought it was 19.
I don't know if it got the three scores. But was it going to be 19 when the kickoff return at the start of the second half
26
happened?
26.
And then they took it off the board?
So anyway, a lot of that is to say, right or wrong, perception is reality in a lot of this. What do people feel about this? How do people think about this? And I tend to think that when it comes to the defense let them down, that it is 5-1, coach over GM is why that happened. 5-1. But maybe I'm wrong about that. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe firing it up a week before training camp. We get to camp a week from today. We'll be sitting there in the sun, 8:30. Maybe players starting to trickle out. People walking around. Will we smell hot dogs this early?
No, it's usually pretty early, isn't it? They start cooking those things at like 8 a.m., right?
Maybe. Go for a good camp hot dog. Bottle of water.
You ever had a White Hot?
Yeah.
First time I ever had one of those. That's a Rochester thing too, isn't it?
Maybe.
I'm not sure. I never get offered one around here. Strange. I guess because I don't even know if I want to say whether I liked it or not, because I don't know... I didn't know what I was expecting. So I was like, I was confused, I feel like, in eating one.
Go to give716.org to be a part of 716 Day. When you go to the website, you can click on the charities you want to donate to. You can also take a look at the running total of funds raised as that continues to climb up over $600,000 raised right now. And it goes till midnight tonight. You can donate now. You can find a charity or individual to support. You can search it right there at give716.org. And right now, again, if it's not already done, first 100 donors are able to get Bills preseason tickets this hour. Meanwhile, next hour, Blue Cross, Highmark Blue Cross, Blue Shield, matching donation. And the 10 a.m. hour is Bandits tickets. That's a bargain.
Nice.
$117.60. So 10 o'clock, the Bandits donation, or the tickets for Bandits tickets. And 11 a.m., here's for you, Sabres Goathead signed jerseys.
Yeah, let's go.
For the first 100 donors. of $500 or more for Give 716 Day. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.